online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
KM FM's been told lessons need to be learned following the death of a baby in Kent from injuries compared to those of a car crash victim. Ishmael's got the details.
Well, Eli Cox died in April 2016. The five-month-old had suffered a catastrophic brain injury along with 28 fractures. He's also been exposed to drugs at his Sheppey home. A serious case review has found social workers identified neglect, but it was never really addressed. 33-year-old Catherine Cox and her boyfriend Danny Shepherd, who's 26, were jailed for a total of more than 21 years last November.
KM FM News.
Claims the Grenfell Tower resident who first discovered smoke in his kitchen had time to pack before he fled have been called a nasty lie. Bahailu Kabede's lawyer says he acted quickly and instinctively, calling 999 and waking his flatmates. Today, the inquiries also heard from another QC representing survivors and relatives, Leslie Thomas.
We do not want one tear to have been shed in vain. We do not want one life to have been wasted without proper recourse to justice.
Bosses at a Medway school have apologised after a memory stick containing information on more than 1,000 pupils was lost. It's said to have included names, dates of birth, email addresses and grades of girls at Rochester Grammar School and was later found by a member of the public. A letter has been sent to parents explaining what happened and apologising. The school has referred itself to the Information Commissioner's Office. A woman's been cut free by firefighters and taken to hospital following a crash on the Thanet Way. It's thought up to five vehicles were involved in the collision in Whitstable just after 9:30 this morning. The road was closed in both directions earlier but has now reopened.
KM FM.
KM FM News.
The financial watchdogs confirmed an investigation is underway into TSB's computer meltdown. Almost 2 million customers were left without access to their online accounts when a switch to a new system went wrong in April. Police officers and paramedics are teaming up to help keep people safe on nights out in Kent. Two special constables will be patrolling alongside a paramedic on Friday and Saturday nights at hotspots in Swale and Medway. It's part of a six-month pilot scheme and has been successful in other parts of the country. Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott is backing the idea.
The ambulance and the police doing it together just seems to make sense. And I think it's a really important collaboration that will mean we're able to free up officers' time and free up paramedics' time too, in order to deal with other things.
A bearded dragon has been found dumped in a shoebox by some bins in Sittingbourne. The tailless reptile, who's been named Stumpy, was discovered in Kenilworth Drive on Friday. The RSPCA say he's now been taken to a specialist centre where he's recovering before being rehomed. And salad cream could soon become sandwich cream. Heinz says it's considering changing the sauce's name for the first time in its 104-year history. Research by the firm has found just 14% of us actually put it on salad, but these shoppers aren't convinced.
Sounds awful. No, it should be salad cream. You don't put cream in a sandwich.
Well, I don't think it's got quite the punch as salad cream.
I think they should just keep it as it is. It's not doing any harm.
I mean, I've never had salad cream, and I don't think I'll have sandwich cream, so it doesn't make much difference to me.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent are back in One Day Cup action later, with the result determining if they play at home or away in the quarterfinals. Nicola's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, the Spitfires have won their last five games in the competition and are travelling to Chelmsford to take on Essex. Coach Matt Walker says the home side have got a strong team.
They're going to come at us hard like they do up the front. With Weetu and Chopra both had good seasons in this format. And then the dangerous players keep coming with, you know, Wesley's and Baparas, Zaidi, all real threats that tend to scatter. They've got match winners throughout their team.
Play's due to get underway in around an hour. Elsewhere, two Kent football managers say they're staying in the county despite interest from other clubs. The chief exec of Maidstone United says Jay Saunders, who's been linked with a move to Macclesfield, will remain in his role at the Gallagher Stadium. Meantime, Daryl McMahon has vowed to stay at Ebbsfleet after they rejected approaches from football league sides. And Andy Murray's pulled out of his tennis comeback next week. He was meant to be playing in the Netherlands, but says he's not yet 100% fit. He still reckons he'll be ready for Wimbledon, though.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.